Now that we've got your attention... Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, number 1237, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, with yours truly, Glenn Robison, on Island Radio, KISL Avalon, at 88.7 on your FM dial, and anywhere on the planet at kislavalon.com on your internet dial. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerky. On this week's show, we'll find out about Mad Apples. We'll hear some more from the Three Tobacco Tags. We'll do some chawin', celebrate Roy Harper's birthday, and hear from the Golden Seven. If you know me or have seen a picture of me, you know that there are very few foods which I don't care for. I've never been particularly fond of tomatoes, but I do like eggplant. I knew that tomatoes are a member of the nightshade family, but it wasn't until last week that I found out, or was at least reminded, that eggplant is also a vegetable nightshade. In 1600s Europe, eggplant was called mala insana, or apple of madness, because it was thought that eating eggplant caused fever and epilepsy. There aren't any vintage songs about eggplants, but there are plenty about apples, and here are three. Thank you.
the old apple tree used to be. But we two, it seems, dream the same old dream. There's a new lover's lane where they all sing a new love refrain. But I made you mine with sweet Adeline. When it gets dark, the cars all park where we sat side by side. Our own romance first got its chance in that old buggy ride. There's a new apple tree where the old apple tree used to be. But we two, it seems, dream the same old dream.
Joe Loss and his orchestra with trumpeter Clem Stevens providing the vocal on There's a New Apple Tree from Regal Xenophone MR2959, December 30th, 1938. There's a New Apple Tree was written by Tony Bond and Charles Dunn. Before that, Eve Wasn't Modest Till She Ate That Apple, written by Albert von Tilzer. That's on a U.S. Rec 78 number 5491, performed by the Imperial Band. I don't have a recording date, but Rex Records were produced in the U.S. between 1914 and 1917. We started that Apple segment with Fiddlin' Arthur Smith and his Dixie Liners and the Red Apple Rag. The Delmore brothers, Alton and Rabin, were on guitar and tenor guitar. It was recorded in New Orleans on January 22, 1935, issued on Montgomery Ward M-4906, and on Bluebird B-2434, the label of which credits Smith as Arturo Muñiz. I'm Glenn Robison, and you and I are listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. I have a number of collections of records by German orchestras of the 1920s and 30s. You don't hear them on the show nearly as often as I'd like because most of the titles are in German, which makes them difficult to catalog and search, not to mention pronounce. Last week, however, it was suggested that I have a segment dedicated to the popular German jazz ensemble known as the Goldene Sieben, or the Golden Seven. The group was formed by banjoist and guitarist Henri René in 1934 as the house band for the Berlin-based record label Electrola, with members selected from noted local groups. By 1935, the group was led by pianist Georg Henschel. They were heard only on radio and records because their contract prohibited them from performing live. Here are three from the Golden Seven. Thank you. There you have three from the German jazz ensemble Die Goldene Sieben, or The Golden Seven. We just heard Hinter Schloss und Riegel, which translates as Behind Lock and Key. They recorded it in May of 1939 with vocal by Elena Lowry, but we heard their 1937 instrumental version on HMV EG6345. Hinter Schloss und Riegel was written by Willy Demmel and Franz Grote. Before that, Donner, Blitz und Sonnenschein, or Thunder, Lightning, and Sunshine, from the film of the same name. That's from Electrola EG3793, recorded in Berlin on November 4th, 1936, and Donner, Blitz und Sonnenschein was composed by Werner Bachmann. I'm not even going to try to pronounce in German the title we started off with, but it translates as Because the Express Train Driver is Having a Wedding Today, written by Friedrich Schroeder. Electrola EG6288 was recorded in February of 1938.
Have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records? Well, you can send your requests and your comments about the show by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711.
A couple of weeks ago, I played I'm Starving to Death for Love by the Three Tobacco Tags and mentioned you'd be hearing more from them. Yep, here they are again.
Golden West and Reno is its name, where you can get a quick divorce. That's the way it won its fame. Now some folks say that it is a sin, but they don't understand. If you listen just a moment, folks, I'll tell you how it all began. I'll tell you all about Reno now. Old Adam was the father of the human race, and Eve, she was his mate. Old Adam was a model man, and he never stayed out late. But they got chased out of paradise, and old Adam, he was sore. Cause he went out and ate the apple and just brought him the floor. But they didn't have a Reno then. He sure didn't know his stuff. He kept all the wild women tame, cause he treated them so rough. When he saw a girl that he wanted to wed, he'd just knock her on her head. Then he'd drag her to his mountain cave and put her straight to bed. Now they didn't need a Reno then. Then the world got civilized and the women, they got bold. They cut off their hair and rolled their hose and got their husbands told. Then they began to wear the pants and demanded equal rights. Took cash to vote, drink and smoke and stay out late at night. So that's why we've got Reno now.
And tell me so. They say that I'm a ladies' man, and each one wants to know just why I've never married and would I like to share the happiness of a wedded bliss and never know a care. Howdy-o-day, howdy-o-day, howdy-o-day. Break their heart nor make the latest frown, but when I tell them I'll stay free and never settle down, you ought to see them crying, they swoon right then and there, they weep and moan and cry and groan and pull their lovely hair. Howdy, 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 howdy. I'm a handsome man, they swear, and if I am, I say, I don't intend to marry yet, I aim to stay that way. I aim to live a happy life, as carefree as I can, but when I wed, I still shall be a handsome ladies' man. Howdy-o-day, howdy-o-day, howdy-o-day. Girls, and wipe away those tears. You won't share your life with me, you can in 100 years. I'll pick me out a little wife from out your very town. If you want to be the lucky girl, you better stick around. Howdy, 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 howdy.
I'll be riding the rails till I get back home. I'll be riding on the rails till I get home. When we pass through Indiana, I will wave a red bandana. I'll be riding the rails till I get home.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. I'll be riding the rails till I get home.
I'll be riding a boxcar till I get back home. I'll be riding in a boxcar all the way. I'll be riding with the cattle until I reach Seattle. I'll be riding a boxcar all the way.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. I'll be riding a boxcar all the way.
I'll be singing hallelujah, Lordy, here I come. I'll be singing hallelujah, I'm a bum. When I reach my destination, cops will greet me at the station. I'll be riding the rails till I get home.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. I'll be riding the rails till I get home.
Mississippi, Tennessee, all look good to me, but I'm longing for the folks that I have known, for I love a little lassie down south in Tallahassee. I'll be riding the rails till I get home.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. I'll be riding the rails till I get home.
I was mighty lucky hopping freight in Kentucky, and I never, never more will roam. Georgia, Carolina, I'll say you made it finer. I'll be riding the rail till I get home.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, I'll be riding the rail till I get home.
The Three Tobacco Tags, who were riding the rails on August 3, 1937. Bluebird B-7361 was recorded in Charlotte, North Carolina, and Luther Baucom provided the vocal. Guitarist Bob Hartzell sometimes performed with the group, and before Riding the Rails, we heard him vocalizing on I'm a Handsome Man. Hartzell gets sole credit on Bluebird B-7439, but he gets no credit at all on the label of Montgomery Ward MW7169, which credits the Three Tobacco Tags. We started the set with the Three Tobacco Tags on Montgomery Ward 7330 with That's Why We Got Reno Now. That was recorded in the same session as Riding the Rails. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on Island Radio, FM 88.7, KISL Avalon, and KISLAvalon.com. This and all our previous shows are also available 24/7, on demand, anytime at all, online, at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. Chewing or smoking tobacco is not good for you, and we here at Rapidly Rotating Records advise against it. But I don't think there are any negative health effects from just listening to Rapidly Rotating Records about tobacco. Here's Leonard Stokes.
Oh, Brother Henry Thompson is a preacher in our town, and folks, they come to meeting for many a mile around. He can sing the good old songs much louder than the choir. He prays and preaches long and loud with feeling and with fire. He loves to chaw tobacco, and he buys it by the Pope. He'll set and chaw and chaw and set, or maybe just set and smoke. The elders, they don't like it, him a-chawing that away. But he just chaws and preaches, and this is what he'll say. Well, the Lord made man to rule the world and all the things therein. And the Lord, he made tobacco, so chawing it ain't no sin. So shout and pray on the good Lord's day and love your neighbor well. And a chaw of tobacco and a little drink won't send your soul to hell. This good brother likes a dram of whiskey, rye, or corn. And when it comes to Applejack, his equal ain't been born. The deacons, they don't like it, him a-dramming that away. They allow that drinking's sinful, and the preacher's gone astray. Oh, brother, don't you drink no more, nor chaw the dirty weed. We sure will put you out of the church unless our words you heed. The preacher says, I'll preach outdoors beneath yon hickory tree. Folks can come and shout and sing, and this'll my sermon be. Oh, the good Lord at the wedding feast turned water into wine. And what was good enough for him is good enough for mine. So shout and pray on the good Lord's day and love your neighbor well. And a chaw of tobacco and a little drink won't send your soul to hell. But folks, I don't allow that burning bush could burn as hot as the corn I'm drinking now. Oh, that great judge morning when I ascend on high, I'll walk right through the pearly gates with my good old jug of rye. Gabriel blows his horn, and in heaven you will know me by my good old jug of corn. So shout and pray on the good Lord's day and love your neighbor well. And a chaw of tobacco and a little drink won't send your soul to hell.
Just as every singer has his own individual style of singing, Every tobacco auctioneer has his own way of chanting the bids at an auction. Now, I would like to introduce an auctioneer who is known as one of the fastest in tobacco land. He is Mr. L.A. Riggs, tobacco auctioneer of Goldsboro, North Carolina. Mr. Riggs has consented to tell us a few facts about his profession and the weirdest sound in American business. Let's hear it. I'll say that's fast. Now I know where you got your nickname, Mr. Riggs. Suppose you tell us what it is.
They call me just plain Riggs, Mr. Isdale.
Uh-oh, come clean now. What's the first part?
Well, I hate to admit it, but it's Speed Riggs.
After hearing your chant, I think Speed is a good name for you. How about this world's record you hung up recently in Tennessee?
I don't know about it being a world's record, Mr. Risdale, but you see, I wanted to get home into North Carolina.
Uh-huh, so you sold a lot of tobacco in a hurry.
Yes, there were 378 separate baskets, weighing from 200 to 300 pounds apiece. And I sold them all in 42 minutes. That's 9 different sales a minute.
Mm-hmm. Will you show us how fast one of those sales went?
All right. Suppose the bidding started at $30 a hundred. It would go like this.
How would that sound if you did it slowly?
Like this. $30, $30, $31, $31, $32, $32, $33, $33,
$4, $4, $34, $5. Well, why don't you say it instead of chanting it?
Well, you try saying 33, 33, 34, 34, and so on for 7 hours a day. You'll see why chanting it like this is easier.
Well, I guess you're right about that.
Another reason is that tobacco warehouses are noisy places. The chant is easier to hear, and it's exciting. Gets the prices up.
Mm-hmm. Have Lucky Strike buyers been doing much bidding at the markets where you've auctioneered this season?
Yes and no.
Yes and no? Well, you'd better explain that.
Here's what I mean. Sometimes I may sell 30 or 40 baskets of tobacco, and the Lucky Strike buyers won't bid on a single one. But when I come to a basket of tobacco that's Lucky Strike grade...
Yes?
Well, then they go to town. They bid that tobacco right up till they get it.
So you actually see the kind of tobacco Lucky Strike buys?
I see what they all buy, Mr. Risdale.
And may I ask what brand of cigarettes you smoke?
Well, for me, it's been Lucky's for 6 years now. That's just my personal preference.
We appreciate you telling us that, Mr. Riggs. Now, before you go, will you do your chant for us just once more? I'd like to see if I can make it out.
Why, sure. So, to the American Tobacco Company.
Thank you, Mr. Riggs. Thank you very much. I think every smoker will be interested in knowing that many other tobacco auctioneers like Mr. Riggs prefer Lucky's too. Auctioneers and warehousemen and buyers, in fact, among these tobacco experts who are not connected with any manufacturer and who choose a cigarette purely for pleasure, Lucky's are ahead by an overwhelming majority. Sworn records open for your inspection show that among these independent experts, Lucky Strike has twice as many exclusive smokers as have all the other brands combined. Remember that. With men who know tobacco best, it's Lucky's 2-to-1. Thank you.
The Raymond Scott Quintet, and a tune that sounds very much like its title, The Tobacco Auctioneer, from July 27, 1939. George Washington Hill, president of the American Tobacco Company, came up with the idea to advertise his product by sponsoring radio shows. Lucky Strike Cigarettes sponsored radio shows beginning in 1928 with a program called Lucky Strike Dance Orchestra. Other iterations were the Lucky Strike Dance Hour, the Lucky Strike Magic Carpet Show, and Your Hit Parade. Meanwhile, Lee Riggs' father took him to a tobacco auction in their hometown of Goldsboro, North Carolina, and young Lee was fascinated by the chanting of the auctioneers and began practicing. At age 18, he was a full-time professional auctioneer, the youngest in the business, and eventually became known as Speed Riggs. In 1937, George Washington Hill became aware of Riggs' talents and hired him to be the new voice of Lucky Strike. Before Raymond Scott's The Tobacco Auctioneer, you heard a promotional record for the Lucky Strike Presents radio show featuring Lee Speed Riggs. The label of RCA CS018313 advises to use RCA Victor 100% shadow graft half-volume steel needles with a 3-ounce pressure on needle point. Leonard Stokes has been heard only once before on the show, last year as part of the Frank Luther Trio. But we started the set with Leonard Stokes' solo vocal on A Chew of Tobacco and a Little Drink, written by Frank Luther and Carson Robison. Montgomery Ward 4309 was recorded September 28, 1932. Len Stokes was born May 21, 1904, in Moultrie, Georgia, and began singing publicly at age 9. He studied voice at the Fine Arts School at the University of Missouri, after which he moved to New York for further private voice training. You certainly wouldn't know it from that record, but Leonard Stokes studied opera in Paris in the 1920s, and after returning to the U.S., sang with the American League of Opera, the New Opera Company, and the San Carlo Opera Company. He performed popular songs and gospel hymns on radio, TV, stage, and records. And he continued singing into the late 1970s, dying April 16, 1988, in Bennington, Vermont. The Rapidly Rotating Records request line is now open. In addition to cards or letters, email or posts to our Facebook page or website, you can also now call to make requests for a particular song, artist, or segment topic, leave feedback about the show, ask questions or comment on the music, or just to say hi to let me know you're out there listening. The number is easy to remember. It's 1-234-PLAY-78s. That's 1-234-PLAY-78s. Or for the alphabetically challenged, 1-234-752-9787. It's available 24/7, but right before, during, and just after the Sunday night broadcast on KISL, I'll do my best to personally answer your call. That's 1-234-PLAY-78s. Roy Harper was born Roy Harvey on March 24, 1892, in West Virginia, where as a child he took up the guitar. The Virginia Railroad was started in 1909 by Henry Rogers and ran from Norfolk, Virginia, to Deepwater, West Virginia. Roy Harvey went to work for the Virginian in 1916 and became an engineer until 1923, when he lost his job due to a strike. He switched to music and in 1926 joined the North Carolina Ramblers at the invitation of Charlie Poole. Over the next 5 years, he made almost 200 sides, solo, duo, and as a sideman, working in between sessions in a music store in Beckley, West Virginia, where he met yodeler Earl Shirky. Together, they recorded 16 sides in 4 sessions for Columbia. Roy Harvey died July 11, 1958. Here are 3 from Roy Harper and Earl Shirky.
Thought I heard that steamboat whistle a blow. Oh, I thought I heard that steamboat whistle a blow. Oh, I thought I heard that steamboat whistle a blow. And she blowed like she never blowed before. Whaley, waddle, whaley. I'm afraid my little lover's on that boat. I'm afraid my little lover's on that boat. I'm afraid my little lover's on that boat. And it will take her to the Lord knows where. I'm gonna have a dollar some old day. I'm gonna have a dollar some old day. I'm gonna have a dollar some old day. And I'm going to the Lord knows where. Go where I won't have to work no more. I'm a go where I won't have to work no more. I'm a go where I won't have to work no more. And I'm going to the Lord knows where. Oh, I hate seeing that evening sun go down. Oh, I hate seeing that evening sun go down. For I know I'm on my last go round. Hoodley, hoodley. Some old day. Oh, I'm gonna have a dollar some old day. Oh, I'm gonna have a dollar some old day. And I'm going to the Lord knows where. A freight train stop for water at a western water tank. When a hobo weak and trembling sank down against a bank, his partner knelt beside him as he lay down there tonight. He held one grimy hand in his with a teardrop in his eye. The poor boy then raised up his head His lips were trembling white. A brave man smiling up his face as a freight train pulled from sight. I hate to leave you, partner. I'd love to ride again and hear the clanking, singing rails from Frisco through to Maine. My rambling days are over, pal. I've called my last adore. No more we'll wait in the lonesome yards for the engine's thundering roar. We'll ride no more together, pal. I'm going fast for fair, and I'm leaving you my sweetheart Rose. Just keep her in your care. I'm going to leave you now, dear pal. The sunshine's fading fast, and take good care of yourself, and just forget my past. We're pulling from the siding, a-heading on the main. I'm leaving you forever, pal, on the fastest eastbound train. West Virginia mountains, we have sweet and flowing fountains. On every little hill we have a still. Bright light on Broadway, the sun shines down in Dixie, but we have moonshine in the West Virginia hills. Oh, the hills, those beautiful hills. We have moonshine in the West Virginia hills. Bright lights on Broadway, the sun shines down in Dixie. We have moonshine in the West Virginia hills. Early, early, early. Big policeman busy running around in his tin lizzie. Of course he has a duty to fulfill. But listen and remember, 100 years from last November, we'll have moonshine in the West Virginia hills. Oh, the hills, those beautiful hills. We have moonshine in the West Virginia hills. Bright lights on Broadway, the sun shines down in Dixie. We have moonshine in the West Virginia hills. Early, early, early. Early, 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 early. Folks went crazy over the election, but of course we need protection for all denominations to fulfill. Since Hoover's been elected, moonshine will not be protected. We'll have moonshine in the West Virginia hills. Oh, the hills, those beautiful hills. We have moonshine in the West Virginia hills. Bright lights on Broadway, the sun shines down in Dixie. We have moonshine in the West Virginia hills. Early, early, early. Early, 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 early.
There you have three from Roy Harper and Earl Shirkey. We just heard We Have Moonshine in the West Virginia Hills from Columbia 15642-D, recorded in Johnson City, Tennessee on October 22, 1929, with both takes 1 and 2 issued. The song is based on the then unofficial state song, The West Virginia Hills. Before that, A Hobo's Pal, recorded in that same session, again with takes 1 and 2, issued on Columbia 15535-D. We started with Steamboat Man, recorded at the Marshall Brothers Lumber Company in Johnson City on October 18, 1928. Takes 1 and 2 from that session were issued on Columbia 15326-D. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour with me listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. If you had half as much fun as I did, then I had twice as much fun as you. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention. ¶¶